101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is time for our radio homeroom on this Tuesday morning. 647, 21 big degrees, and we have our Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School reporters, Luke and Bella, with us this morning. Good morning. Good
morning.
So another nice warm Wisconsin January morning out there.
Right.
And, you know, but I guess we'll do what we can, right?
Yeah,
I
got to do with what we're given.
Yeah, so welcome back. Welcome to January. How was Christmas break?
It was good for me. Nice time to relax, see some friends and family, and get a lot of work done.
Yeah. Did you do anything exciting?
I shot a gun for the first time.
Really?
I did, yeah.
Shotgun, cool. Pistol?
A shotgun.
There you go. Shotgun?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, what prompted that?
Well, my family's pretty big on hunting, especially my older cousins, and they brought their guns to Christmas, so we did a little bit of shooting.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun.
How'd it go?
Oh, not too good. I didn't hit anyone, but I didn't hit anything.
That's good.
A little more practice before you're Annie Oakley, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. And you went to Arizona.
Yeah, I spent my Christmas break down in Arizona. Weather was, I know, right? 60-degree weather, and I think one day it got up to 70. But, yeah, I had a family down there, which I was able to visit. And we went and visited the Grand Canyon, which was cool to see. Just a big hole in the ground, you know.
right.
But, had a great time down there, and came back for New Year's. I was able to see my friends. It was very exciting, so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School these days?
Well, we just wrapped up our 12 days of Christmas, so we had four families, I believe, yeah, mm-hmm. that we saved up money for and got donations from everyone. I believe we gave each family around $3,000 or so, maybe more.
I believe it was a little more, right?
Yeah.
I think it was around $6,000. Because we raised in total almost close to $50,000.
Right.
Really?
So split that in four ways is about how it went.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not on student council, so I don't know like the exact numbers of what everything raised, but I know that
For some reason, 12 sticks in my mind. I think roughly 12,000.
50 divided by 4 gets you about 12, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. That's something that has been done every year for, boy, a long, long time.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And this year was record-setting, as highest as we've done over the years.
So, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite sentimental, too, because lots of the families we know, two of them are actually in our class, like,
three of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, the younger
Wittig,
one.
Rodriguez and the kid whose father's passed away.
Yeah, he's a freshman, and then right. Sam and Emily are seniors in our class.
Okay.
Right. And the other family was the Scriver family, and they live in Michigan, I believe. And they have a husband who's dealing with brain tumors, and they have about four kids, I believe.
Wow.
But it's great to be able to support them.
Yeah.
It is. It is indeed. So awesome thing to do every year.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on?
I can add some things about the musical, I suppose.
All right.
Practices we've started blocking finally after coming back from break, which is always exciting. You're not just singing and the songs get stuck in your head.
Right.
That's really about it. I guess I could mention the performance dates, which are coming up fast, February 26th, 27th, and the 28th. The 26th and 27th are at 7 p.m., and then on the 28th, I believe that's a Sunday, it's at 2 p.m.,
Now, what's the situation for admission?
Right. I was just going to mention that the audience in attendance is, like, limited once again, and it'll be regulated. I don't know the exact number, And I know they're trying to work out details, which they haven't gotten out yet. So looking forward to hearing about that and seeing how many people we can have. So.
You going to give me a ticket for Sunday? So
try.
I want to see you as Lumiere.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good
so,
try.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, we've got girls and boys basketball games all this week. I believe the boys play tonight, and then girls on Thursday, and boys on Friday, and then girls also have a game on Saturday.
Okay.
So, a week full of basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's that time of year.
It is that time of year, yes.
So, all right. What else?
Kettle's looking for a new janitor and a possible position in that area. We recently lost one of our custodians to COVID. Kind of unfortunate. But if anyone's interested, it's 3 days a week at 4 to 5 hours. And we would be happy to have you as a custodian. So that's one of the things Kettle's looking for right now.
Huh, okay. All right.
Also with the Season of Giving, we've got our blood drive going on January 27th from 8 to 1. Usually NHS leaders lead or give, or both,
right,
their blood and during the blood drive. So that goes on between 8 and 1, and I believe it goes for 2 days, I think so.
Sounds right.
And again, you don't have to be a student or a faculty member to donate. You just need to make arrangements, make the appointment, that kind of stuff.
Yep, and you can go to kmlhs.org, and there's a link right in there on our announcements.
All right.
This past Sunday, we had our, they're called KML Sundays, which is where the Kettle Choirs, Kettle Marine Lutheran Choir, the traveling choir will go and lead the service, the church service among the churches in our federation in service. And it's a great time. It's one of the best things in choir. Unfortunately, because our traveling choir is so big, we have to condense things to a more smaller choir. Sunday, we went to Zion Lutheran Church in Allenton, and we led both their morning services there, which was good. And then, if I could mention our next one we'll have is Good Shepherd, which is on the 31st of, is that January? Yes, January, 31st of January. So looking forward to that and leading the service once again.
So. All right, and other music performances, choir performances? Are there some coming up?
Percussion concert, I believe.
Oh, when is that?
That would be, I think, this weekend,
is
actually.
It?
And percussion, that one you can do COVID-wise because nobody's, you know,
right.
Yeah. Breathing on anybody.
Exactly.
Stuff or singing.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Recently, our cheer nationals got canceled, unfortunately.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you.
Yeah. So, UCA, like the National Cheer Conference, they decided to postpone it by 2 months, and that is, unfortunately, out of our season. So, and we've got a couple girls who are in track and stuff for spring, and, yeah, it just wouldn't be possible for us.
So, you're not going to be able to go?
No. Unfortunately, no Florida weather for us.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
But we still have state, though. That is still going on.
That is good.
When's that coming up?
Well, it's a virtual submission, and so like you can really submit it at any date, yeah.
Okay, and so somebody will sit there and watch them all? And
yeah, no one's going to go through a bunch of videos.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, you know.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to be a judge for that.
Yeah.
For the virtual version of it. Then you can have popcorn, which is just rude to do if it's live.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else is happening?
I could add that Turnabout was pushed back to March 13th due to COVID, I would assume. It's ironically my birthday, so looking forward to that. and then there's something mentioned about prom.
Prom March 15th. If I remember the date correctly, But it's in March, the normal date, so.
Okay.
Okay. And then.
April, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sorry.
March is a little soon for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
On the subject of March, the 16th of March, Kettle has their sacred concert. Again, I don't know many details. That's a ways away.
Might as well mention it. Okay.
So,
January 24th, we've got pottery classes in Mrs. Kreis's room. And that's a new thing for Kettle, because usually they just have the resin tables, which are quite fun. But this time, we've got pottery, and then you can paint it there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something
interesting.
New.
All right. All right. What else?
That's about all I got.
Oh.
Came out Culver's Day on February 3rd.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how are we doing on college choices?
I got accepted to Belmont. Really excited.
Awesome.
Now I just got to afford it. And, yeah, that's the more determining side of things. So, I would love to be able to go there and be in the heart of Nashville of music and that stuff.
Yeah, but, that'd be great.
We'll see what the Lord's plans are.
So we'll see. Get a little part-time job or four.
Yeah, and, right. Actually, this past Sunday, I learned how to tune a piano. So, yeah, it is crazy, okay? There's like 88 keys.
Right.
But there's like 222 strings. And you have to tune each and every one of those strings individually by ear. And it's harder than it seems.
Oh, I don't know. I think it'd be pretty hard anyway.
Yeah.
How long does it take to tune a piano?
Obviously, that was like my first time doing it. So it took like 4 hours.
But so, typically
for like a professional piano technician, it'll take them between 1 to 2.
Okay. Depending on how out of tune it is, I suppose.
Right, right.
Right.
So there's room to grow.
All right. All right. What about you, Bella?
Well, I'm not too skilled in any piano skills. I can't play chopsticks or anything.
Can you play piano at any point?
Don't ask me to cheerlead.
So.
But college choices, I got accepted into Milwaukee.
Okay.
And going to go there for psychology, just working on financial things for it.
Figuring
that all out.
The big part.
Right.
The big part.
Yep.
So, I would imagine there are some scholarships and all that kind of stuff out there for both of you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you just have to hunt for them and look
around. Put the time into it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Right.
All right. Does that cover everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah, believe so. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah. Luke and Bella here with us from Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Thanks for coming in this morning, and always good to see you guys. And again, dates for Beauty and the Beast one more time.
26th of February, the 27th of February, and the 28th. 26th and 27th are at 7 p.m., and then the 28th is at 2 p.m.
So. All right, and we'll see you as Lumiere.
Sounds good.